The Chateau de Merche.
The first mention we have of Theodoric, Châtelain de Merche, and one of the knights of Countess Ermesinde, dates back to the 13th century. It seems reasonable to suppose, then, that the construction of this fortress can be ascribed to Theodoric. In a document of the time, mention is made of a turris, which probably refers to the keep. This, to judge from the distribution of the stone used in its construction, was built over two distinct periods. At the outset, the fortress had four towers and covered a 30 by 34 metre area. Later on, the keep was enlarged towards the northeast. In the 15th century, Burgundian troops seized the castle and burned it to the ground.
Fire!
Towards the end of the 16th century, the castle was rebuilt according to the new owner's plans. The new structure was twice as large as before, surrounded by a seven-tower rampart and a moat. The medieval fortress became a comfortable chateau. The keep was fitted with large windows, and the ground floor rooms were fitted with reticulated tracery vaults.
Oh, I hope the castle will stay as beautiful as this.
Just as well that the old shambles went up in smoke.
Just the same, it had been a real castle, a fortress.
Yeah, but we're happier in a pretty chateau, aren't we, Micey?
That's all very well for you to say, Nicky, but...
It wasn't me.
No, but I still think... But do you smell that?
It's just the chimney.
No, no, look at all the smoke.
Fire!
Oh, yes. Thanks to the unrest arising from the struggle between the King of Spain, who was also Count of Luxembourg, and the Spanish provinces of the Netherlands, the castle again succumbed to the flames. No sooner had it been rebuilt than it was once more ransacked by Dutch mercenaries. Merche was not spared either in the 30 Years' War. Both the village and the castle were laid waste.
Oh no! Nicky! Fire again!
Fire!
Towards the end of the 17th century, the then Châtelain, Count Jean-Frédéric d'Hôtel, rebuilt the castle once more. The crest is over the entrance dates from that restoration. To the right of the keep, you can see the castle chapelle, which dates from 1717. In 1930, the castle was restored once more. 8 years later, it was refitted as a youth hostel. Since 1988, the castle has belonged to the commune of Merche. And today it houses the administrative offices of the commune.